The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As I have mentioned several times at this stage, we're going to be coming to you live from Paris tomorrow, celebrating all things Olympics. And we'll be speaking to athletes and their family and friends and everybody else who is over there. Two who are no longer there, of course, are gold medal rowers, Paul and Fintan. They are back ensconced in the training centre in Skibbereen, preparing for a world championship. But at this stage, you'll be well aware of the story of how they got there. So they flew home, as anybody else would. And then you would imagine, as anybody else would, they might have a lift organised from Dublin Airport to get them home, particularly given they were bringing home all their Olympic baggage and two gold medals. Not so. They got a lift from somebody they got chatting to on the plane. Of course they did. Kieran Duggan is that man's name, and he's with me now. Kieran, you're welcome to the show. Talk me through how this happened.
Hi, Kieran. How are you doing?
Good.
I suppose we got to the departure lounge in France, and we were sitting down kind of the seats over to the side of the gate, and they called us to the gate, and next thing we heard a bit of clapping and cheering, and saw that Fintan and Paul were actually going through first, so we knew they were on the plane at that point. And when we boarded the plane, Paul was sitting up at the front, and Fintan was down, I think, in row six, and I was in the same row, just opposite the aisle from him. So, you know, we congratulated him as we went in, and we walked past, and you know, nobody spent a whole pile of time with them. It was just a well done, and kept loading the plane up, if you know what I mean. So I suppose the plane took off, and then an hour later, maybe, look, we all went for a very heavy sleep. The next thing, sort of, well, we weren't really talking during the flight. But when the plane stopped and everyone got to stand up before the doors opened, we were just kind of waiting to leave the plane. And one of the guys that was with me in the group asked Fintan, how are you getting to Cork? Have you a transfer? And he said, well, we're hoping to get the air coach if it's not fully booked. Which at that point, five of us that were in our group looked at each other, and we kind of amused. And then one of the guys with me just said to Fintan, Kieran is going to Cork. He has room in the car. And I just said, yeah, I'm in the car on my own. I can fit in three or four of you, whatever you need. And even probably to our greater surprise, he turned around and said, I might take you up on that. And they left, and the five of us were standing there kind of going, did that just happen? And so I went out through the, by the time we got through passport control and into the baggage hall, I didn't see the guys inside there. So we went out through arrivals, and I said to one of the boys as they were heading off, I said, I better wait on, because he sounded kind of genuine. And so I did. I sat down and I waited for about 20 minutes, and there was a girl filming on, or was waiting to film on, with a phone just outside arrivals. And I said, I'll walk over to, because I was after 20 minutes, I was thinking, you know, this is silly. Then, of course, they're after being looked after. There's someone there after being shuttered away into a VIP, and they're taken into a bus, and they're halfway down the road already, you know.
Mm.
So I asked her, and I said, sorry, do you mind me asking, have the rowers gone through? And she said, no, they're just coming now. So I just went back over and sat down, and they came out, and there was a lot of cheering and what have you. So at that point, I just kind of walked down when it died down, and I caught Fintan's eye, and I went over and I said, sorry, Fintan, but do you still need that lift, or how are you fixed? And he said, yeah, that'd be great if you wouldn't mind. And I said, okay, who's coming? And he said, can you fit three of us in? And I said, well, we'll see with the luggage. And so Paul Fintan and Daniela Long as well. We headed off down to the short-term car park, and took about 15 minutes to load up the car. And yeah, off we went.
I mean, it's just such a mad, so many elements of it are kind of mad, Kieran. I can't be the only person who read it and thought, that couldn't be true. There's no way they got in an aeroplane with all their gear and two Olympic gold medals and no idea how they were getting from Dublin to Skibbereen. But maybe it's kind of in keeping with the types of characters they are. They seem so chilled about this. I mean, what were they like in the car journey home?
Exactly as you said there. I mean, they didn't make any big fuss or a big deal about it or anything like that. It was just, yeah, we'll deal with it. We'll get on with it. We'll have a lift home, and that's it. We're fine now.
Did you give them control of the radio?
I asked them. I said to them, and they said, no, whatever you want to listen to, work away. And we stopped halfway down, and even when we got to Cork, they wanted to fill the car with diesel. And so, no, it's just very down to earth people. And it was my privilege to be with them for that time.
And did you chat to them like about the games, about their experience of it, about their plans for what's next, or what was the topic of conversation?
Yes and no. Not we didn't funny we talk about the games much, to be honest, because their event, I think, you know, obviously is not, it won't be there in the next time round. But they were just what their plans, you know, Paul is heading off to the World Championships. You know, and so we just spoke about that, and they were I suppose even they were inquiring what do I do and all that kind of stuff. So it was nice, like it was kind of relaxed, and I was just mindful. I didn't want to be, you know, I was there just to get them from A to B, and that was my job, and I was happy to do that.
Did you see the gold medals?
I did.
Well, what were they like?
Yeah, they're big, they're thick, and they're heavy. It was amazing. Great, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, fair play to you, I guess, for offering the lift. And listen, it's a kind of a mad story, but if you had to pick any athletes on Team Ireland that would find themselves kind of involved in a story like this, I guess it would be Fintan and Paul. Kieran, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Kieran Duggan, who was the man behind the wheel of that car, this famous journey that Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy managed to blag away back home to Skibbereen, having flown into Dublin Airport with no idea how they were going to get back to the training centre. 087 1400 106, the number, if you want to get in touch.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.